Emerald Ark, Memories of a Jewish-Irish Youth, written by Theo Garb with Michael Garb, and read for you by Stephen Dalton. Dedication. This memoir is lovingly dedicated to my best friend, my wife Celia, and to the 200 beautiful souls in my family who perished in the Holocaust. Introduction. Jews in Ireland? Experience has taught me how people will react when I open my mouth to speak, whether at a dinner party, a social function, a life cycle celebration, in a store, a chance encounter with strangers, anywhere, at any time. No sooner do I speak than a curious look comes over their faces. The accent gets them every time. "Where are you from?" they'll ask. If I'm feeling playful, I'll have them guess my country of origin. England. Australia? South Africa. Sometimes they name places far more exotic. Rarely does anyone guess correctly. When I answer Ireland, I'm often met with disbelief. Ireland? Yes, Ireland. Dublin? Yes, Dublin. They'll weigh my answer carefully. When I first came to America in 1950, this was the typical reaction. Sporting jet black hair and a tanned complexion, my visage contrasted with one's perception of an Irishman. Not so much these days, as my hair has salt and peppered, my Irish brogue softened. Narrowing their eyes and leaning forward a bit, "You said Dublin." "Sure and begorra," I'd smile. "Then you must be black Irish," the more astute would say, referring to a people who had come to Ireland centuries ago, known for their dark features. "No, I'm not black Irish." "If you're not black Irish, then what?" "I'm an Irish Jew." "An Irish Jew?" I might as well have said I was the King of Norway. Whoever heard of an Irish Jew? In reality, few people have, and I'm somewhat puzzled by this. After all, we Jews have settled in the farthest outposts of the world. China has a Jewish community, and so too does India. So, why not Ireland? Everyone knows that Ireland is a Catholic country. This truth overshadows my proud heritage. Irish Jews of the past century include such luminaries as Isaac Herzog, Ireland's first chief rabbi, Emmanuel Jacobovitz, chief rabbi of Ireland, then of England, Robert Briscoe, Dublin's first Jewish Lord Mayor, Chaim Herzog, President of Israel, Leonard Abramson, Gaelic scholar, cardiac surgeon, and professor of medicine, Mervyn Taylor, a member of Irish Parliament and Minister for Equality and Law Reform. And let's not forget Leopold Bloom, the immortal character from James Joyce's Ulysses. Why not Ireland? As Irish Jews, no more than 5,500 of us at any one time, our presence reached far beyond our modest numbers. What tiny community of people has given the world such gifts as have the Jews? So it was in Ireland. Hundreds of us enjoyed reputations for excellence in medicine, law, engineering, the arts, and politics. Believe it or not, Irish Jews can boast of their achievements in sports at the international level. For instance, Lewis Buchman, Irish footballer and cricketer of the early 20th century, Lewis Jacobson, Irish cricketer of the mid-20th century, and Laura Mullins, female Irish World Cup cricketer of the 21st century. Indeed, why not Ireland? My Jewish ancestry and Irish homeland are as much a matter of pride for me as they are a fascination for others. When I arrived in America and settled in the Flatbush section of Brooklyn, people would ask if I left Ireland because of anti-Semitism. The question both surprised and saddened me. At the time, ethnic groups were fighting for a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?